Joined now by Professor Peter Iacobucci, Professor of Political Science at Buffalo State College. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so we have another Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. His hearings begin this morning. Just maybe an overview from your perspective. What are you keeping an eye on as this hearing process moves forward?
Brett Kavanaugh has an extensive record as a conservative justice. He served on the D.C. Circuit Court for the last dozen years, which gives him a large number of cases for the members of the committee to look over. I don't expect him to have much trouble in this confirmation hearings. There's no information that's come out that's been a surprise that could dampen his nomination. And I expect by the end of this month, he will be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
One of the things that keeps coming up throughout this discussion is some of his work with the Bush White House and the idea that he has been someone who's helped to expand the power of the presidency. Of course, expanding the executive branch and its power has really been something that's kind of been a constant theme probably over the last century for sure here. But what about that? Is that something that should be of concern?
Well, I think it should be, and I don't think it's just because the current president is President Trump and he's a divisive figure. Brett Kavanaugh, if he is confirmed to the court, he's 53 years old. There's very likelihood that he will serve for at least 30 years on the court. And so he will serve as a member of the Supreme Court with many presidents. And while his work under the Bush White House showed a taste for expanding the presidency, that's just simply goes with the trend that we've seen from the court for largely its entire history. The court has almost always allowed the presidency to expand, especially in war times.
What about for you? I'm curious about this. Here we are with this Supreme Court nomination. You're a teacher of political science. Do you find these types of moments in current events good teaching moments?
Oh, very much so. I think what you're seeing is, you know, we have an idealistic notion of what our government should be, and we have an idealistic notion of the founding period. And if you look at the way our government acts now, it certainly does not match the way the founders originally established. But it's an interesting question of whether it should or it shouldn't. We see for Judge Kavanaugh, he would like to return us back to a time, if not to the founders, at least to pre-New Deal type of government in his jurisprudence. And I don't think most Americans want to go back to that time.
When it comes to, like you were talking about before, the expansion of presidential power, I'm just curious, do you ever see that rolling back to any previous levels, or is this something that's just going to continue?
Well, I think, as I just mentioned, it might be that the court becomes so out of position compared to the average or general American public opinion. And we have seen that at times in our history. And that, for example, probably the most notable example is during the New Deal when there was the attempted court packing scheme. And the reason that happened is the court was a very, very conservative court, as this court will be if Mr. Kavanaugh gets on. But the American public is not moving in that direction. And we might see a correction coming in the next couple decades.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Best of luck at school today, Professor Peter Iacobucci of Buffalo State College. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.